Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Okay, this is O.W. Malay, when you're the CEO of O&D Dynasty tonight, and we're trying to get our line up at this time. We have a nationwide timeout with Blog Talk Radio, so hold shortly. We'll be right on in a few minutes. All right, now we got our nationwide up, and we're going to start our show at this time. Thank you, our engineers, for working that out. And now, that's for syndicated radio. Let's get it. All right, we still have a little time out at this time. Okay, we're still working it out. So stand by. For further instructions, this is the O&D Broadcasting Network. Okay, once again, this is O&D Malay Ngozi trying to get the nationwide streaming up at this time. So don't worry, guys, it'll be probably one moment. So this. They definitely be very, very patient at this time. So we're getting it in, and as we get it in, we'll let you know. All right, this is the Blog Talk Radio Network. All right, let's see what's going on right now, making sure that Blog Talk Radio is up and running. The test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, O&D Dynasty Nigeria.
Welcome to another episode of Nationally Syndicated Radio, where I am your favorite host that brings you the most. Come on now, you know what time it is. You heard the theme song. You know who this is, a.k.a. Wanda Dre, the love doctor, the queen troublemaker of the airways. It's me, y'all. It's Andrea Presley coming to you live. That's right. I'm here to start my mess again. You already know what time it is. Listen, tell a friend that know a friend, like, that crazy girl is on the air one more time again. Listen, we're going to have some fun tonight. Not only am I going to be interviewing someone tonight, but I'm also going to have my sophisticated lady segment, you know, when we talk our mess, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, have you ever had a husband or a has-been? Now, if you don't know what a has-been is, I'm going to define that for you shortly. So you don't want to miss this episode because... Listen, you going to find out just what kind of man you really got. Simon, I already know. You probably like, oh, here she go. She start her mess again. She men bashing. Yeah, you be right. I be men bashing. So we going men bash tonight. But it's okay. Y'all can listen while we do it. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all got some stuff to say. So, you know, you may as well hang on the line and you may as well call in and press that one and tell us what you got to say about it. Has been. Listen. I have my favorite DJ on the line, and he is going to bless us with a track. So let's get to it. 2020, come on and lace us.
Of course, and this show is sponsored by Chevrolet.
Every day, more Americans work with Chevy than any other truck.
Up early, USA. There's a lot of work to get done every day. When you're working hard for a buck, there ain't nothing like a tough Chevy truck. The day is long, sometimes it is rough. From all the picking it up, yeah, I'm dropping it off.
Been true for the past 50 years combined, and it's still true today. In fact, more people bought Chevys this past year than any other truck.
There ain't nothing getting in your way, cause working hard for Chevy way.
How to do it where you're from?
All right, y'all. You know where to keep it at, right here at ONE Stations, okay? We're going to get our party on, we're going to get our laugh on, and we're going to get our learning on. How about that? So listen, I have a young lady with me tonight who is an entrepreneur. I am very proud to announce her and to have her on my show because not only is she doing her thing in Philadelphia, she's about to blow this thing up, okay? Let's start off with the fact that she does designing. That's right, ladies. She designs pocketbooks. She designs clothes. You know, she does a little bit of everything. She has a cleaning services. You know, we want to support some odds like owned businesses. This is what you need to hear, okay? She has an awesome story about her life story and how she, you know, became, you know, showed her, she really improved herself with education, you know, and she wants to talk about that as well. I'm going to let her tell it. I'm going to put it that way. I don't like telling everything, you know what I mean? Because I like people to tell about themselves, but, you know, it's part of the introduction, but you got enough to listen to, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring her on. Her name is Miss McLeod. Miss McLeod, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. How are you this evening?
All okay. Right, trying to get her on at this time. Yep, yep. Because right now the streaming, right okay. Now with the national streaming is acting up right now. So we're trying to get everything together. So as we're doing that, Twin, so how you been so far, yeah. You know, the last month?
Oh, I've been doing great. God is good. You know, as you know, I do fighting on the front line and been working with some of the COVID patients. And, you know, I've just been blessed that every time when we get that test every week, that it's coming up negative. You know what I mean? So to God be glory for that. You know, and I'm just glad to help out, you know, our fellow Americans as well to get through this pandemic as well.
Yeah, that's very, very important. I know exactly what you're saying because, you know, a lot of times people know when you're taking people in, especially your family members. You know, I take care of, you know, my son's grandfather. So I know about that, you know, taking, you know, the test all the time. You know, and it's always good when it comes up, you know, that wonderful negative situation. So, of course, you know, I already know you want to start your mess tonight with the Sophisticated Lady segment. And, you know.
I
already know it's going to be crazy. So, you know, and on that way. But, of course, a lot of times people don't know, you know, who this young lady is. She is the 2020 International Internet Radio Lifetime Achievement Award winner, as well as the 2018 International Internet Radio, you know, Broadcasting Enshrinee for the same hall. So a lot of times you don't get a chance to really say that a lot about Twin, because Twin does so much. And we're just so proud of her at this time. So, of course, you know, this is the first time, you know, ever, because we had a nationwide timeout. So we're trying to get her on, and, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, it's always when you're trying to get, your people on. You know what I'm saying? It's always when you have a good person trying to do good things in the community, and things happen. So we're going to try to get her on as soon as possible, and there she is. Naima, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Brother O. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yes.
Like I said, tonight will be a national timeout, right? But you know what? I always
think
it's different. She's supposed to be on, so I'm going, y'all. Next time you hear me, be my music. Bye, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you,
hey,
Auntie. How are you?
I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited as well, and I'm glad to hear your voices sound so enlightening. Thank you so much for having me tonight. I'm not sure what happened, but I was pressing one when you first introduced me, so I do apologize about that.
Not a problem.
So what's going on
tonight? Great to have you. I'm very excited to have you on. And so you got to tell the world about you because I started off with the introduction, but I didn't want to tell everything. So, you know, I wanted to leave you with something to tell. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Thank you. First, I want to start off with saying for everyone who tuned in, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to hear my story tonight. My name is Naima McLeod, and I am a local designer here in Philadelphia, where everything started at. I'm currently, like you introduced me with, saying that I am branding handbags, which is what I'm majoring in, professionalizing in is the handbags. But I also extend my hand out to do clothing as far as coats, children, adults, men, women line. The NYU collection has three definitions to it. And before we get to all of that, like you were saying, I did have a story to tell. Well, I started out here in the city of Philadelphia. My vision had came to life when I was about 25 or 26 years old. And it was just something that I had a passion for. So I just grasped to it, and I started developing it, and I started seeking to see how can I be a part of making this dream come true. So I had started out with going to get a sewing machine, and I wanted to go back to school for it. But at the time that I wanted to go back to school, my education was not allowing me to. So I said, okay, since I can't do that, then I will have to take steps and measurements of my own understanding and use this as far as I can. So I had started getting fabrics, and, you know, I went and bought a sewing machine, and I started getting fabrics and just practicing, and I would give up. I would say, no, I can't do it. It's not for me. But because the passion was so in depth in my spirit, it made me go back to the sewing machine after about 4 months. So I would get discouraged again, and I would continue to try to boost myself up in education and go back to school to see what can I do to make this better. Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe my levels of education is too low for me to read the graphics or get it. But before I even got to that point, I started self-sketching, trying to see if I can get it from that. Wasn't happening. So I said, okay, something got to change, but I'm going to keep doing it. So I would go to bed every night with it on my brain, with it on my heart, and I would get up the next day, and I say, no, I want to be a part of this fashion. It was just in the spirit. That's just something that I had in the spirit, and I'm saying, I want to be a part of this fashion. So I left that alone for a while, and I took myself over to jewelry making. So I self-taught myself that, and in the meantime, continuing to go back to school, as well as be a single parent of, at that time, I believe I only had 2 to 3 children, and trying to keep them focused on, you know, their road of life and trying to focus on my passion. I just kept on taking bits and pieces of the puzzle and applying them for what I thought fit for me and my children. So over that time, I kept on applying myself to education, and it kept on getting better and better and better and better. And like I said, this all started about 25 or 26. I knew that the education level was not where it was supposed to be and where it needed to be. So I just started applying a plan until I actually, what's the proper word that I'm looking for? Excuse me, everyone. And so I got it. That's just the word that I'm going to use for now since I can't find it. And so I was able to master it. So in that time of me learning how to sketch in freehand, I had took myself back to school for a phlebotomy, and I went to school for CNA, and I went for my GED, and I did this, and I just kept on taking myself all around to educate myself, because again, my education level was very, very, very low. And today I am more than happy and open to talk about that with everyone. So the fashion line is going from local, and I'm trying to do it global, and it's being introduced more by wonderful people like yourself and Brother O. And I just, you know, I'm so grateful for this, and I'm glad that when I met Brother O, he seen something in me, that he felt like he can have me on the radio, and the awesome radio speaker that he backs up can interview me, which is you. So I'm here now.
Thank you.
Yes, and I appreciate you guys. And I'm trying to be direct so you can ask me direct questions, but that's just a little bit about my background. So,
excellent.
Yeah, I'm actually.
I am dying to know what gave you the passion. What made you want to do fashion? What brought you to that point?
Well, I was the type of person that every time I went in the store, right, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, I wanted to dress myself up, right? But every time I went inside the store, I never seen anything that fit me. And I will always look at the stuff and just wonder to myself, how did they make that? How did they do that? And I'm turning it and I'm twisting it and I'm turning it and flipping it. And it was just like, okay, you're going to learn that. You're going to see how they make it. And I just started doing it. It was just something that was a burning desire in my spirit to learn to do fashion. And that's how I started.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's major nowadays because everything is bling bling. You know, the fashion amazes me, though, because nowadays, you know, some of our women, you know, the shorter it is, the tighter it is, the more cleavage showing, the better.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like a woman being classy, and you can still be sexy, but be classy and have some taste with it. You know, one of my guests I had on the show one time, she came up with the slogan for my show, and she said, you know, we're not trashy, we're classy. We are sophisticated ladies. And it's funny because that was like right on point. And I was like, yes, I love it. Like, that's, I'm branding that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm making that part of my show because, you know, people think that, okay, that's what I got to do to get attention and to make the outfit. But that's not necessarily true. And, you know, nowadays, too, everything is about a bling. If it ain't blinging, you
it
ain't
shining,
you know?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I want a part of the bling. I want a part of the department that they want to be in when they want to not be classy. I want a part of the sophisticated. I want a part of all of it because it's fashion. So so my eye catches the attention to fashion.
Right.
You know.
Because somebody's going to wear it.
Yes. It's just catering to the fashion world all around. It's not when I see unclassy, it's about what is currently dominant and trending. It catches my attention.
Yes.
So I won't, you know, put my whole heart into it because I don't want to go too far outside of my spirit. But it does intrigue me.
Now, I heard you say that you wanted to go into this, like, globally. Like, what is your ideas, plans, fantasies? You know, how far do you really want to take this? Do you want to billboard it? What do you want to do?
Well, yes, I want to billboard it. But the biggest vision that I have behind it is having several warehouses, right? I can see myself, Andrea, as having several warehouses and nothing but merchandise from the NYU collection is being distributed out. So I'm not looking for a boutique. Maybe a boutique will sit on the side for local areas, but I want to be a high-power distributor.
Ooh, I love that. You go, girl.
That's how you do it.
Just take it all out.
That's the vision.
That's right.
Yes. So I want them to be calling my name and saying my name. And some of the finest people, I did wind up reading up on them, like Louis Vuitton and all of them, and where they started and how they started. They give me a great vision as well because all of that energy seeks in and it gives you prosperity. It pushes you beyond where you at. So where they're at, I can see their vision. I understand it because I sit myself in their shoes and I look outside to the people. So I know where they at. When they sign them papers and they send it out with the most high quality merchandise that they present, you know, to a consumer, then that's beautiful to me. So it's a development. So I see myself pushing like that and distributing like that. So
awesome. Now let's go back to the jewelry. What type of jewelry pieces were you making or are you making?
I had stopped the jewelry making for a bit so that I can get what I need under my belt to brand the pocketbook. So I had started out with making earrings that was wooden, and I would put a fabric over top of it, and then with the fabric earrings, I would make a matching sandal to go with it. And then I started leaning over towards the beads. I started doing the beaded necklaces and bracelets and the matching earrings to go with that. I started doing, like, the body chains. And it's all beautiful. I still want it to be a part of me, but I like Brandon handbags.
All right. So you found your twist. That's good. Yeah. Now, yeah. You wear a mini of hats. And I love it. So we got to talk about some of the other hats that you wear. One of the other things that you were talking about is the fact that you have a cleaning service. Could you tell
yes,
us a
ma'am.
Little bit about that?
Yes, it was. It's called All About Quality Full Cleaning, and I just determined that name as we had spoke the other day, just about this year. I had started the cleaning service when I was about 24, 25. Now, that was another passion that I had for me, but that was for myself and my family, right? So what had happened with that was I was working, I started working for the Science Center, and they was doing like a volunteer type of work. So a gentleman had came in, and I was at the front desk, and he said to me, hi, I would like to hire you. You know, I would like for you to come and work for my cleaning service. And I said, oh, really, me? So he said, yeah. So I said, okay. So me, my mother, and a friend of ours started working for him. I got so interested in it. I was like, oh, my goodness, I can actually start my own cleaning business. Like, this is intriguing, the way he's doing it, the people that he's meeting behind it. He's showing me the ins and outs. So, you know, that can be a branding business that I start for myself and my children and you know, extend my family with it. So I started reaching out. So I was a CNA, and as me being a CNA, I was going into people's homes. I was doing residential CNA. So when you go inside their homes, you already have to clean. So I said, okay, since I already have to clean, I might as well make this a profession. And I just started building on it. And once I started building on it, because I was I was a loving CNA to the people that I cared for, their building managers hired me. So my first contract with cleaning was a very big contract. I had some really big business contracts with the cleaning service. And, you know, you have to have the right help. So that kind of slipped out of my hands a little bit. And so from commercial, I had went to residential. And I am still working and building and branding the name of the cleaning service. So I'm honored behind that as well.
Good. That is awesome. I'm telling you, you just doing your thing, girl. You know, I love to see our people excel and, you know, really put things out there. And, you know, you're going to have to put out there where you can be found at, so that way if people need any cleaning services done, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You said something that kind of made me laugh, because I started off in the home health care. And, you know, part of the job, like you said, is to, you know, clean the home and do things like that. I ain't never liked that part. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
Now, I love doing my own home, but
yes.
I felt like, listen, I'm a home health aide, not a home health maid, okay? And
that's how
I felt. And I would tell them that. Listen, I ain't come here to clean your house. I'm concerned about your health. Let's talk about what you're eating. Let's talk about what you want for dinner. Now, the funny part was, you know, starting off in that business, I was more so, I always like to cook. So my whole thing is everybody that I've had, and even up until now, because now I'm doing hospice care, I'm working with some of the COVID patients, you know, I have really, you know, expanded a lot more. Now I'm working in facilities now as well. And so it's amazing. I still be like, okay, you got to eat. Come on. I'm like really specific about that. You got to eat. You got to be good to your body. You know, if you want your body to be good to you, you know. So when I was at the homes, I used to always cook, you know, for them. And I would put so much love into it, they got spoiled. And they be like, man, you going to make some more of that? And, you know, I would put my own little twist to it, you know what I mean, make the extra stuff. But I never got into the cleaning part. I was just like, I love to do my home at home. I love to decorate, do all this, put the twist to it, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
But when they came down to somebody else, I was like, all right, I'm going to give you the basic, and I'm done. Let's get this done. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that's how they will make you feel, speaking honestly, it is. So I pushed it. I said I might as well start it as a business.
But that's amazing that that tweaks your interest. That's amazing. Yeah. Now, and it's funny, the reason why I say that is because now for you, it was the cleaning thing. For me, it was the cooking thing because it was like, it made me to the point when I seen them all happy and excited about, you know, the cooking, it made me want to do a little extra, you know what I mean, and do, you know, a little thing. So I was like, let me try this special cornbread. See how you might like my little Southern style cornbread, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they were just like rave and go crazy. Oh, you ain't going nowhere. You got to stay, dot, dot, dot. You know what I mean? And it became fun. It was like, okay, all right. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. I was spoiling them. You know, and it was funny because then I would get a call from the office. What did you tell you about these people? They so spoiled. They so much to cook it and da-da-da-da-da. But they loved it, though, because I would put my extra spin to it. So it's nothing like putting your heart into something and putting that extra spin to it. So, you know, I say all that to say that, it's funny where it started at, you know? So tell us where they can reach you for your cleaning services and also for your your pocketbooks and your clothing line. Tell us how we can reach you.
Yes, well, I am on social media currently advertising. So with the social media platform, I can be reached at on Instagram, All About Quality Full Cleaning Service on Instagram. And for Facebook, I have it under Philly Expand Full Cleaning Service, but I currently have some assistants working on changing that over to All About Quality Full Cleaning. So they also will be able to find me on Facebook with that. On Facebook with the fashion line, which is called the Not You Collection, I have that under my name, Naima McLeod. I also have it under the Not You Collection, which is N-A-I-U Collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, as well as a webpage that has Shop Naiu 1. So that's shopnaiu1.com. And that's where they can find most of the apparel at on the website. Currently, again, I have an assistant that's updating it for 2021. I decided to do a whole new brand for that. So what is on there currently is what we had from, you know, 2020, and we're trying to sell that all out as I am working on a new brand for 2021, so they can feel free to go on there, check it out, sign up for our mailing list, so that way they can stay up to date with, you know, all the new product that will be posted in the next few weeks. I also have a platform right now going on, if you don't mind me speaking about it, Andrea, is that okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I have a group that's also inside of, on Facebook. It's not Facebook Marketing. It's on Facebook. It's a group. It's called Nothing Over $20, where you can buy and sell on that group. It's a private group, so if they want to come on there, they can feel free. And it's a lot of stuff of value that I am putting on there that's $20 or less. So any listeners, they can feel free to come on and join the group and find some beautiful things, you know, for themselves, for their family, for the household, arts and crafts. I plan on having a lot of merchandise that would be useful and helpful to other people at a very low price.
Ooh, see that you said the right words right there. That's marketable right there, because people are looking for deals. People are looking for, you know, discounts. They're looking for, you know, but quality at the same time. And
yes,
I like the fact that you're concerned about that. Yeah, because you got some designers that's out there. It's all about them. You know, hey, you know, I'm putting my time into it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but you got to understand that, you know, this person is trying your stuff out, and they're not willing to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars, you know what I mean, the first go around. We understand quality, but at the same time, you got to realize you got a lot of competition out there. You got stores out there like Rainbow that's got, you know, 75%
yeah.
off, 80% off. You know what I'm saying? So if you can compete and say, hey, I got something, you know, a section, like you said, under $20, that make a person, that piques a person's interest. Like, okay, let me check that out, see what's going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, you know, by all means, we want to support the business. So, guys, don't forget, check this out. You definitely want to look and see what you can find and support our Black-owned businesses. That is very important. Now, let me ask you something. Has COVID affected any of your business, especially, like, in the cleaning?
It has not affected any of that due to the principle of me having younger children in the house that I considered. So I was very lenient on how I went out and serviced when COVID came out. I did not really touch the business at all once that took place because of the numbers and my concern. So I didn't want to track it back into my home, so I only did jobs far and in between, which I still wasn't affected because of other streams of income, which is making a mess and everything like that. So, no, it did not affect the business because I did not allow it to. I had actually backed down from it.
Okay. Okay. So do you have, like, do you still service anybody at this time, or are you waiting to see the numbers go down?
I do service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do service. I service far and in between. Like I said, I might service maybe twice a week, maybe once a week, three times.
Mm-hmm.
I determine where I'm going to service at and who I'm going to service with, depending on how big the job is, how small it is. I would say, okay, yes, I'll take it or I'll turn it down. Just to be honest with you, I just feel like COVID
mm-hmm.
right now has a lot of history from 2019 or 2020 when we all started hearing about it. And with me having younger
mm-hmm.
children, I just rather, you know, do it the way I'm doing it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to be cautious, you know what I mean, when it comes down to stuff like that. So I totally agree with you and respect that, you know, especially for doing the business still in this pandemic, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I'm loving all the different things that you do. And like I said, you wear different hats. And that is great. I mean, it's good to be versatile, especially nowadays in this, you know, this time that
yes.
we're going through with the economics that's going on. You got to have multiple streams of income nowadays to feed your kids, you know?
Yes,
and it's
and
so important. Sure.
Yes, yes, Ms. Andrea. Can I please clear something up? As far as the $20 and under group, the content of that is new and used. So when I do, it's not going to be all based on the pocketbook. The pocketbooks are going
okay.
to be in its own bracket, which is the webpage that I gave out. And I will put some of the pocketbooks on there that will be 20 and below, but it won't be the whole marketing behind the bag brand. I do have new and used items on there, household and clothing, but it's high quality because I like to give people good things. My name behind it. And I invite other people to come and post and sell as well. So I just wanted to clear that up. So if someone did decide to go on and look for a pocketbook, they might only find a few because it's not really – it's loaded very well right now, but not as much for them to find many bags. So I don't want it to be misunderstood that the bags will be on there like that. In due time, I do have a lot that I will be posting on there just to give people heads up. But it's a buy and sell under $20.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for, you know, clearing that up. And like I said, awesome job. And I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing your business grow and seeing your name on the billboards.
Thank you, Andrea.
Absolutely. Yes. So I believe we have our DJ in the building. DJ, are you with me?
Yes, I am. And I want to thank all the folks that, you know, standing by with us right now, of course, with the National Blog Talk Radio Timeout. Now, Naima, You always know that, you know, that the, I have to say, the negative vibes are always busy. And it seemed like this show wasn't supposed to be on, right? But we said, hell no, it's going to be on. You know what I'm saying?
Coming.
It's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you got a chance to come on. Now, I'm going to try to do some testing now and see if my track come up. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, Missy, what you doing? Let's see if it come up. Now, you know, right now, if my track doesn't come up, then, of course, then I can't get callers on. So it's kind of weird. And I don't want to leave the switchboard, okay, and then, you know, knock the whole show off. So that's what I'm not going to do. We are not going to knock this show off. We're going to keep it going. We all need Dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, we're better than that strong, right, Twin? And we're going to keep it going. I know everyone in the world can hear us. You know what, Twin? It goes all the way back to the old standards, right? A host.
Right.
And the interviewee. What is the real method of broadcasting? Tell your thing. So it's amazing in itself. So I'm real proud of what we're doing on a constant basis. And continue, if I get the lines open, then definitely I'll let you know, Twin, immediately. So, of course, Naima, you will be on for that sophisticated lady segment. So it's going to be kind of fun anyway.
Yes,
I
want to stay in for that.
Okay,
yes,
oh, you definitely
going
to stay in for that one, honey, because we're going to start the line popping, okay?
Yes,
we're about to go into that anyway, and it's the funny part is we get to talk our trash about the husbands and the has-beens, you know what I'm saying?
And
if they can't get on the line, they got to sit and listen, okay? They got to sit and listen
you put that,
and
the
deal with it. The has-beens, girl. Now, I don't know if you've ever been married before, but I think that everybody has had a point in their time when they, you know, considered maybe a relationship to be like their husband, or maybe have had a relationship that they thought, like, this is going to be my husband. But then you got the definition of has-been that comes along. Now, let me explain what a has-been is. A has-been is a man that has not been either faithful, a man that has not been living up to his standards of a man. Has-been is, bye-boo, I don't need you. I could do bad by
That's
myself. Has-been means, you know, that you were no good to me. You know what I'm saying? You did not treat me like a lady. You did not treat me like a queen. You know, we don't need that type of stuff in our lives. You know what I'm saying? You got too many women out here that's raising their children, their kids, you know, single because men don't want to be around. You know what I'm saying? And you would think that, you know, okay, because we done said I do and we got married and this, this, that, and the third, that means you won't be around. That don't mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So if you're not doing your part, you're not raising your kids, you're not taking care of your kids, you're not taking care of your wife and your household, even if you ain't married, you are still considered as a has-been, okay?
Yes, it has
been good, boo, but good written, I don't need you. That's what a has-been is. Ooh, I like that.
Hey, Twin,
I like that.
Twin, I think I get these callers on right now. I think we open these lines up to get our first caller on. Call number one, you're in the line right now. Well, of course, you know, Andrea Presley and National Syndicated Radio.
Yes, who do we have on the line this evening?
Oh my God, the true fan will of God, and y'all just ignorant, man. What in the world?
You know we're gonna go in on a man, so you know what you trying to defend him? Come on, what you got to say? Are you
well,
a man?
Damn, wait a minute. I was a has was. You talking about has been?
You said a has was. Oh my goodness!
It's
that
too
was a
many
good
of them. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, it's too many of them. There's too many of them out there that want to see me again. That I'm trying to run from. Shoot, has was. I'm sorry.
It was. I like that one. That's a good one, right?
Oh
goodness.
God. But as for your
problem
client,
is,
and as for your, As for your hair client, your new hair client, because, you know, she, since she's doing, you know, the bag of Rhythm Nation, making all this clothing, she might as well get her hair done by you. You know what I'm talking about? You might as well put that out there. But, man, I can't believe she's doing what she's doing, boy. Gee, for one thing, congratulations on the good work that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And it's trying to be better than And it's trying to be better than the other people out there in this daggone world, because everybody's trying to be something now since we got YouTube. God knows. But as for this topic, see, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble because, you know, I am married and I don't want to talk. But there's other situations in life where there's things you walk into by accident, such as, say, if you was, you know, before I got saved, I was drinking, and I happened to walk, you know, for a man, we get, we get horny. Yeah, we get horny. And if we could take the best butt that comes our way that looks good or marginally looking good. We don't want no boogers unless you're super drunk. That's a problem. But I'm just saying, as it has was, like, oh my God, did I wake up with this next to me? Or, oh my God, is she bipolar? Or, oh my God, is this supposed to happen every day? Why me? Now, that's a has was. Because you wake up in the morning and say, why me? I'm sorry. What was the topic? Has men? Has what?
Yeah, I has it.
Yeah,
they are dismissed, okay?
I'm sorry. The has was, you know, it's like the have and the have nots. It's a has was. But I'm back with the has beens. The has beens mean for us men, we will not go down that road again unless we that stupid or that desperate. For has been, y'all women have this thing, the bipolar thing kicks in when y'all control us. It's not before y'all control us. It's only when after y'all give us a piece of your mind, a piece of your butt, a piece of your love, then y'all start saying, yeah, sit down. Matter of fact, walk
across. Okay, we ain't gonna go through the little graphic now.
I'm just saying, you might tell us to walk across the street. And we're like, walk across the street and do what? Get me something like that damn story. We're like, why are you talking to me like that all of a sudden? You wasn't talking like that before. And that makes you become a has-been. Because I'd be damned if I'm be calling you back. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, you can't get on the men because y'all women look at y'all sales. Is y'all a has-been?
No. Don't try to twist this around. No, we're not having that. No, we double-teaming too? Right? Please,
truly flip it around. No.
Yeah.
If it was that way, I don't think the topic would have been brought up. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Has-been.
You
about to be dismissed.
No, everything happens. Everything do happen for a reason. But if you look in the mirror, can you still stare at yourself and say, "Was I right or was I wrong?"
No, eyes on y'all.
Yeah,
not
right.
Tonight.
We ain't gonna take the focus off of y'all.
No.
Well, listen, we do got another caller that's trying to get in at the same time, but we want you to stay on the line, and we'll, you know, turn this into a forum, and we want to get somebody else, you know, opinion on this husband/has-been. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we're going to bring this next caller in, and welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio with Andrea and my special guest, Mrs. You got to excuse me, honey, because my...
You got a lot
thank
going
you,
on,
honey.
So I
yes, yes, yes. So you on the line with the both of us, and what do you have to say about this topic tonight?
Caller's trying to come in. Yep, and like I said, we're fighting the lines, man. So, of course, once it kicks in, we're going to get this person in, of course. You know, Will of God came on, and I think what he did, I mean, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but did he just diss, you know, maybe facially challenge women? He just said it's all made of sugar baby. Like, wow. I mean, that's a crazy stuff. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I'm like, oh, boy. So,
You know, we strong women, so that was like a recording. It came on and went off. It's okay.
You know what, and, you know, of course, I got to come on and say something, too. You know, tonight, with a show like this, and, you know, the trials and tribulations, you know, of trying to make sure we have a very viable streaming product, and we still do because we have these beautiful ladies on, Hall of Famer Andrea Presley, Nine McLeod. You know, Clovia, an entrepreneur and designer. Here's the situation.
Yeah. Thank you.
About being a has been. You know, what put you into that position of has been this? How about that? You know what I mean? What did you do? I mean, some people could be has been overnight. You know, and twin already knows, you know, I'm a wonder twin as well. You know, let's really talk about, you know, one night stands, ladies. Men, you know what I'm saying? You be the person, you think he all that. You know, he all that. And, oh, man, you know what? Maybe I might want to give him, you know what I mean? So, that night, you know, that lady, let me not go say it goes two ways. Now, I remember I talked about this, and Twin missed my show, and I think, Naomi, you might have heard it. I talked about women so trashing that you got to wash up in their kitchen sink and use them hard-ass dish rags. We talked about that. There's another. I'm gonna tell you a story. And I'm gonna be transparent. I was younger, and I was dating this young lady, and I was down in I was down in Tyler, Texas, and you know, like young lady, and we know we came back from a hip hop show. We come on back to my pet and said, sure, you know, it's late at night, and you know what I mean, whatever. And she didn't get too far from the venue, so I get back to the crib. And I know she had two kids upstairs sleep. Everything was cool, you know. And, you know, it's funny. Yes, I'm going to tell the story right because I know I did a show with a young lady on this network by the name of Sharice Lee. Always got to send a shout out to her because, you know, I made sure I keep it right. So as I was telling the story on Facebook Live, we start to drink, okay. And, of course, then shout out to Will of God on that one. And all of a sudden, of course, you know, Andrea and Naima had to go to the bathroom. So she said, well, listen, you can use, you know, you can use the towel, but make sure you use that water to wash it down. I'm like, no,
wow.
I don't think I want to go upstairs. All
right?
So I'm,
right,
I,
that
at
don't
this time, I'm trying to find the cordless phone. You hear what I just said now? I told you, the cordless phone to call the cab. But somehow, so that, I put something else like this. So she said, well, we wash it with the kitchen sink. And I noticed it was rags at the kitchen sink, y'all. Please, y'all, don't date a woman that don't have proper plumbing. You know, and if you do, try to help her. If you're a plumber, fix her pipes. You know, if you date the girl and her stuff is out, you can help her by fixing her pipes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Get the hell
out of there. Or, you know, if you really like another thing too, guys, right? You know, sophisticated lady said it's all twins' fault. You know, if you really like the girl, okay, if you do like the girl, try to find a way to fix her pipes. That's if you really, really dig her. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because men, we all have hard times sometimes. You don't know what's going on. Her face could have just knocked off for 2 days before I got there. And maybe she wasn't expecting me to, you know, she was feeling me. She made me want to make sure I was safe in the house, I'd not be in the streets. So I look at her intentions as well. There's a lot of things in that topic here. But man, she could have hid those hard ass dish rags. And, you know, using it as wash rags. Put them on the counter. Yeah, man, I know you're watching for the kitchen sink. I don't even know you did that. Came out. I hope you fix your sink. This rag, man, maybe they're tearing me off. I'm trying to get this call on right now. If I get my music on, I can get the call on. So let's try this again. You know, little Missy Ellen, try to see if I can get it in. But, man, I had a great soundtrack tonight, man. It ain't right, man. Sure, I tell you. Blog Talk Radio, y'all owe me money, and I'm going to get my money. I'm going to get my money for my money tonight. I swear to goodness gracious.
No,
serious track, you know, soundtrack of my lives with Missy Elliott, and it's like, it's just, I'm going to play this track again. So, Twin, if I do it this time, I'm definitely going to do it for you on your next show, because I will not be defeated. Let's try to get this caller on, see if this caller got one. Because, you know, the streams are crazy, and if I go out of the system, then I lose the whole soundboard. So I'd rather stay with you guys, man, and just, you know, be part of. I'm real scared of sophisticated ladies. What else the Twin has to offer me and Naima? Because I'm real, real scared right now. And also, Naima, I want to say, you know, congratulations on everything you have done, you know, in your businesses. You know, like Twin says, you know, we are twins. Because I clean my own house, but that's my own stuff, especially my bathroom. And that's my DNA, and it came from me. I can clean that. But I don't think I can clean someone else's DNA. It takes a special person to do that. You know what I mean? Like my girl say that now. Say that to Ed, right? But for you to do that, and I've seen the Facebook Lives you've done. I mean, you know, outstanding performances, you know, because, you know, at this time, especially with COVID going around, man, you know, that's some serious, serious stuff. And you have to be on point and not tentative because someone can lose their life. You know, fecal matter, urine, you know, whatever's going on in that, you know, old toothpaste that the kids spit in. Like, kids, if you're listening tonight, stop spitting in the sink and not running down the water and leaving that little dab of toothpaste in the sink. I hate that. Kids do that. Now, teenagers need to start paying rent when they need to do that, and they're still going to wipe it up, and it's going to be extra rent for interest. Like, I got to go now. I got to wash my face in the basin, and now I got to take, you know, Common or, you know, or scrubbing bubbles to clean out the sink that you just spit in. Come on, kids. Stop that, man. Just stop it. Yeah, man, you know I'm telling the truth. Kids, you can grow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know,
Oh,
my goodness gracious. So we're trying to get this caller back on, see what's going on with the callers, and it's still streaming at this time. There we go. All right. Caller number two, you're on live right now with, you know, the Hall of Famer Andrea Presley and Naima McLeod right here on the Dynasty. National Syndicated Radio.
Why are you a hand,
acapella solo? Right now, they trying to stop my DJ from playing music, but don't worry about it. I got you. As far as your question, Queen, however do you want me? However do you need me? However do you
Nasty.
Want me? However do you need that man now? However do you need me? Now, I'm also the maintenance man. Who you gonna call? You talking about a has-been. Who you gonna call when those pipes get clogged up? Like DJ O'Lash, you were talking about. Who you gonna call?
Yes. I'm hiring the Magic Man. And Magic Man, do me a favor. It is not your job to take those rags down, man. Make sure you put your gloves on like Naima McLeod, man. Let me touch those dirty, hard-ass rags.
That's funny. Now, let me hear your definition of a has-been.
But that's what I'm talking about, Twin. There's no such thing, especially for you. You know me. Part of why I have it here is speak on behalf of 99.9% of the melanated people. How can you say a black man is a has-been when we was there together? Now, you got some that's acting a fool, but you got some women out there trying to act high and mighty, and they try to control the man. Shout out to Will of God. Y'all try to control the so-called has-been man with the sacred line. But we also have that type of control, and you know what I'm talking about, too. You get what I'm saying? Has-been man.
Listen, you know Twin, right? Now, I'm going to go there. Twin told the whole internet world with Will of God on here, as well as Magic Man Haru, and I. He said, men, when you make your money, don't worry about nothing else. Don't, if I put money in your pocket, that's to my discretion. Just give me your check.
That's right. I stand behind that.
Has-been.
money on the table. You got to put
the
check on the table. That's right.
Hey, listen,
wow.
The whole check.
We're not satisfied unless we get the whole check, okay?
There you go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you about to say? What do you have to say about this, man? What do you have to say about this, Honey Bucket? I know this is the second time, the third, and the fourth time you've heard this.
Hey, Twin, you know the last man got love and respect. So I give you 10% of the check. That's what you asked for, right? But the 99% have to say. Twin, you, hey, look, we got the archive. You said 10% before they pay the loan, okay? So we'll give up the 10%, but the 90% got to stay in the pockets.
We done broke bread and everything.
Yeah,
I done gave you last supper, broke bread and everything. You gonna give me more than 10%? That's a has been right there. You hear that, girl? That's a has been right there.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
yes, indeed. Well, I'm kind of glad that I'm glad our brother, you know, is on the radio tonight for us, man. And like I said, trying to get a lot of different callers in. Thank you so much for being patient with us. If we can get you in, we will get you in. And we're going to try this again tomorrow, hopefully with Sister Bessie. At that time, make sure everything's going well. But tonight, everything's going well with this segment because we still, let me tell you something, we will not be defeated on your dynasty. We have Andrea Freshly, you know, here with you. We have a young lady that's doing big things, and now it's archived forever for you to hear it. Of course, you know, what more can I say tonight? I'm just proud of this chef, and I'm proud of, Mr. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee himself, right, Twin? So last year, I think?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got to go to my guest and let her talk for a minute, too, about these has-beens. What you got to say about these has-beens? Hey, you ever had a has-been before?
Well, Andrea, I think the way you're dealing with it is the way I dealt with it. You cannot be a has-been. I don't want 10%. I need the check. So they will try to get away with it a little bit if you let them. So, no. Well, you know, we all have experienced has-been. So, yes, I came across them. But I get rid of them. I get rid of them because you're not doing just what you want to do because you're not being a has-been in my presence.
Right.
So,
that's right.
You know, they all try it, though. They all try it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, see,
wow.
They want to be the husband, but you can't be a husband if you're going to be a has-been. I can't have it. No. You know, if you fit that description, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Like, you ain't getting to be no husband if you're going to be a has-been. Can't have it.
Especially that
will of God out there. Where he at?
No way. That's what I'm trying to get back on that line. I'm trying, like I said, I've been pressed one. I didn't press 18 to try to get him back on here, but you know, I got some.
Oh my God!
I got some to see. parents that are has-beens. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Behind parents, how are you dressing better than your children?
What
yeah.
you can't
that
do
don't have that. I mean, that
yeah.
really gets on my nerves. Like
yeah,
you know,
right,
your
yeah.
kids look like they're from you know the old. What's that thing on Broadway, Annie? Looking like Little Orphan
yeah.
Annie. And you come out there
yeah,
with
right.
a brand new polo. You got, you know, you on TikTok, you know, clapping your butt, you know, with the new Gucci, all that. You know what I'm saying? And you can't,
right.
I can't stand that. So, I mean,
and they
looking
like $1 million Cardi B.
Right, and they the ones that want to be respected as mom and dad. You know what I mean? But you being a has-been because of the fact that
Now, see, they try to lose Twin on here. There you go, Twin.
Okay. That's right. You can't be sitting there, you know, all lined up, your hair all done, paying $400 or $500 for your hair, getting your nails all tossed up, and your child looking all twisted. Come on now. You know, it looks like
uh-oh.
He didn't have a haircut.
Will
a
God is back, y'all. Will a God is back, y'all. Let's see what he got to say.
There go trouble. What's up,
Hazel? Listen, I've been here all the time. I'm just waiting for it to say I'm muted. You know what I'm talking about? But what I want to say
is,
what kind of females will be able to get a check if you lived down south by yourself with your man on a farm with like 20 or 25 acres, and there's only one damn store on the block. Now, how much money do you need? Beverly Hills money, and you still can't spend it? So you want the check?
Give me the money. I'll show you what I can do with it.
Well, no, because remember where you're living at, because you might be able to get the money, but you might not have internet service, so you have to live off the farm, and you have to live off the land. So all that damn
this
money
ain't no old McDonald's. We ain't going that.
Get. But I'm just saying, you got people out there that's living in the wilderness, and if you live in the forest, matter of fact. In the wilderness forest where you definitely ain't going to get no systems, you still going to be stuck making babies and looking at your man like, yeah.
That's all right. But if he bringing home the paycheck, we can afford to get all that. We'll be the only one that got all the, you know, the high stream and internet and everything else. So that don't apply.
But wait. Now,
if he's being a husband, he's going to make sure he provides.
But you living in America. Absolutely. But if you're living on a farm, mm-hmm. y'all both got to work in coexist.
Yeah, internet on the farm.
You have to, yeah. On
the key, the word is interdependency. But I always said this too, Will, that you got to earn interdependency. That's male and female. Oh. Because it's a lot
That's
of
true.
Trust issues, especially these days. Now these girls are going crazy. They say bring the whole check home and you ain't getting no money. No, twin, you want to help that. But my point is that you guys have to work together. You guys can work together with the both of y'all check. But here's the situation. I always say this.
No,
and a lot of people might not agree with me. A real man will never ask his woman for money. You know what I mean? And if he wants to help his woman,
true.
That's fine. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're out there working, I'm doing my thing, and we're together, that woman's going to do for that man in ways straight up, you know what I mean, that money can't buy. She's going to use her money to dapper Dan him, too. She's going to use her money to make sure that he has that right food, a real good woman.
Yeah.
So, you know, twins start mess. See, that's what's going on.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? They call me the queen. I love it, though. You know? But, you know, hey, you got to. But you know what? Shout out to my boy, Hooney Rockapoo. You know I was cutting up with you. You ain't no has-been. I already know you're not no has-been.
Wait a minute,
I know you're a good husband.
Let's see something here.
But he always
say
10%, though.
That's horrible.
You're going to give up
that
other
really
night.
Listen, I'll say it like this. You know, hard behind dish rags. You know, parents should be parents. I think they should know where the kids are right now. And men that sometimes, let's talk about baby boys.
Excuse me, before we go further, I'm sorry to cut you off, Brother L. Before we go further,
yes.
Can you tell me how you dealt with that situation? Because I wasn't able to beam in and ask you that question. When that happened, how did you deal with that situation?
You talking about the hard-ass dish rag?
The hard behind dish rag, yes.
Well,
and
situation.
Yes.
I stepped on the chair, and she slept in her bedroom. Because I hope she didn't think we was going to do anything. So I'm going to properly wash myself. Let me know, I wasn't supposed to be there.
Right?
I just came, you know. So no. I dealt with it with, you know, keeping Johnson in the pants and waiting until the morning to the rooster crow down in Texas to get back to the hotel, I was saying.
Wow.
But you know what? Self-respect for yourself. And I'm talking about that's in my days, of my prowling days, okay? You're a twin, no. Anyway. You shut up. But my point is that they're not, you know, in those days. Okay? You know what I'm saying? But I didn't get AIDS or HIV, STDs. I never had crabs. I mean, I'm going to a walk-in miracle. But I don't always use the condom. Okay? And especially during our time when we came up, because I'm 50, so you all know back in our time, AIDS was real. AIDS was real.
Mm-hmm.
It was not taking not only
it
the homosexual community, but the heterosexual community. You know, we had rap songs that said Jenny's wearing a hat, but Jenny will have the opportunity to come back. That's how I handle it.
Good question.
I like that.
Oh, that's awesome. What? You want to say that?
Yeah, let that alone. Yeah, because, I mean, you don't know who else would use that rag. Saturated with soaps, man. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
That's horrible. These things I took into account. Especially when you had a clean mother. You know what I mean? My mother, I love to get my mother, you know, used to iron our underwear. Me and my dad's underwear. You know what I mean? So I came from that old school, you know, that I don't iron underwear, guys. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I'm not going to iron. I iron everything else, but not no underwear. But
I remember
but
the
vehicle
seats that we used to have to iron.
Remember that hard behind Argo starch. Hard behind Argo starch.
It'd be
purple
straight, too. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so it's crazy. But, I mean, those were the good old days, though. Those were the good old days. But, you know, we all learn from our experiences, man. You know, I came up during that time with Wu-Tang and all them guys, man. You know, early 90s. You know, God has had some experiences, ladies, right? And then I'm going to go back to this wonderful conversation, right? One of my great friends, you know, Russell Jones, who passed away, you know him as Old Dirty Bastard. He was a good friend of mine. He used to come to Philadelphia all the time. And he would tell me stories, man. He would tell me stories, man, where he was messing with a girl, and he didn't have a condom. So the girl got mad and hit his clothes and kicked him across the room into it while he was in the bed. I said, what's that woman? She said, man, she took kung fu, man. She was a small Slim John. She said, what? You ain't going to do it to me? I ain't got no condom. You know I'm in this world. I'm in show business. I can't be messing around with you. She said, pow, kicked him over like really Wu-Tang Clan. Kicked him across Shaolin style. I said, you know what, Old Dirty Bastard?
Wow.
I said, that's the craziest story. And he couldn't find, where am I?
Wow.
It was cold. So she hit his thermal underwear. And he couldn't go to it in the morning.
Wow.
That's a crazy story. Now back to Wonder Twin.
Wow. So, husband. So you said you had a husband before. How about a husband? Have you ever had a husband?
Myself?
Yes.
Uh-huh. No, I'm sorry, Andrea. No, I never had a husband. I never.
Okay.
And it was by choice. It was definitely by choice because I wasn't marrying a husband. I was refusing to marry one. So, yes, I believe my king is going to be a special king. And a husband, I was not writing him out on my story. I just wasn't. I had my experience with the has-bees because they in the past. And I just wasn't taking that with me to the future. I wasn't. So, no, I was never married. How about yourself?
Well, I was.
If you don't mind me asking.
No, I don't mind. I was once upon a time, but he was a has-been, and that's why he ain't here now. How about that? You know,
and that's what I was avoiding.
Because of that. Yes.
Yes.
Because it's no excuse for you not to treat your woman like a queen. It's no excuse for you not to be a provider. It's no excuse for you to abandon your family. You know what I'm saying? We are one. You're supposed to be the head of, you know, the household, the person that we look up to lead the way financially and both, you know, spiritually and everything else. So, therefore, you know, when you mess up, you earn the title of a husband. Like, there's
and
no respect line
leave.
Other than that. You know what I'm saying? After that, there's no respect line. So, men, I say this. You know, earn your keep. You know what I'm saying? You want that respect. You know, be the man in the house. Take care of your manly duties. It's more to it than just doing it in the bedroom. Okay, that's not just the only manly duty that you have. You know what I'm saying? That means you got to come home. You got to be an example. Kids be watching you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they might be thinking, what they might seem. You know what I'm saying? You have to be respectful to your woman, because how you expect for your kids to be respectful to you or even the mom if you're not being respectful to her? You know?
Besides, well, God, that, y'all. Well, God's back on the line where we can hear him. We know he never left, but he's on the back of the line where we can hear him. Go ahead, Will.
Well, yeah, we're teaching him a lesson so he can listen to us. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you see that your wife is tired and she's sick, you know what I mean? You take over. If that means you got to get up in the kitchen and cook, then get up in the kitchen and cook. You know what I mean? If that means you got to roll up some sleeves and scrub a couple toilets and clean down, hey, she did it for you. Why not? That's how you get your title as husband. You know what I'm saying? You don't let your woman get dogged into the hole and get all tired, and now she's looking all crazy in the carry-on. She can't get her hair done in the carry-on because she's so busy taking care of you and the kids. You know what I mean? She don't have time for her own self. Now you're sitting there wondering, well, why she always wearing that ugly robe, and why her hair ain't never done, and why she ain't? Because she ain't got time. She's so busy taking care of you, she ain't got time to take care of herself. That's because you're being a has-been. Go get her money so she can go get her hair done and get her nails done. Go give her that 90%, you know, check. So that way she can keep her hair done and her nails done. That's right. You handle your handle. You take care of the financial. You take
care. They say happy wife, happy life. You got to give a happy wife.
There you go. There you go. That's right. Say that again, girl.
Say that again, girl. Happy wife, happy life.
I'm so sorry.
Hello.
I had to laugh. I'm so sorry. I had to laugh, right? Because I was listening, right? And what y'all said was such a great thing when you said it. When you said, what she said, I'm waiting for that king. Now, for all y'all men out there, listen to what she said, because other women that has got married to a man and treated him like suspect or treat him like a different equation as soon as he said, I do. Hello. It's a difference when you hear a woman say, I haven't been married yet, but I'm waiting for that king. So that means she going to treat you, meaning us, men, that's not turning to be woman, as a special ingredient or a best-kept secret. You know how you walk in the door and you're a best-kept secret because you know your wife is treating you like a king and she says, I'm not going to give my thing to nobody else but you. So, you know, when you walk in the door, you know you're going to play with the Pikachu. You know what I'm talking about? That's a great day. And she said just the way it's supposed to be said. So congratulations, baby. You're going to get a king after this damn show. I ain't going to lie to you right now. As long as you keep them legs closed, you're going to be all right. But as for us men, y'all women, y'all can get anything y'all want as long as we don't got to worry about you if we go overseas.
Whoa.
Well, if you do what you got to do, guess what? You ain't got to worry about us looking no other direction. Bring your check home and I stay in that one direction. You ain't got to worry about me. Just bring me the check. We be all right.
So wait a minute. What happens,
it ain't
right,
just the check, though.
With these other people? I was about to go there. What about the people that live in the projects, they ain't got no money, and they fall in love? If they ain't got no check and they grow up to become a check because they did it together, what's up with that check?
Well, see, that's your dumbness if you're going to sit there and be with somebody that ain't doing no better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and take care of no man. I'm just not doing it. That's just the bottom line.
Wait a minute now. How is that dumb?
You don't get nobody first.
Wait a minute. Now, we won't get it straight because we got men out here. How is it dumb if the man doing what he got to do, but people treating that man because he black, like he can't get nothing, but the woman, since she's fat and she got a fatty like that, she getting more, appropriate acknowledgement than him because he's black like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's doing all he can. He's trying everything he can, but she can walk out the door and say, ooh, way. As soon as you walk out the door, everybody's like, oh my God, she ain't with a man. Hey, come here, baby. I got $500. You come over here right now. You looking like, I need that money. I need new hair.
No, that's being a whore.
And he ain't going to
nobody.
Sorry,
you just defined it a whore.
But you got to understand, if that man is trying everything he can and he can't do it because of the fact that he might have a record or because he's so black, he look black. Like, you got black people out here that look black. Like, they came from Africa black. You like, is he gonna
the darker
get
the berry, the sweeter the juice, honey.
Not for certain people. Like if you go to certain if you go to Montgomery County and you so black, you look like you got pale skin on you because you so black, you look pale. Like you know how black people they look like they took a shower and they got the whiteness blue.
So listen,
can I take that answer right there, please?
Sure.
If that's the case, right, you have an all-black and then you have, we are in Bensalem or Levittown or wherever we at. I feel like this, when a person is black on black like that, is about the way you present yourself when they don't, sometimes it does have something to do with skin color, but at a certain degree, it does not have nothing to do with it. It's about how you stand up in front of the person with your education and presentation. Now, if you at a place and you got two individuals, right, one is black and one is white, he need a heart surgeon right away, and the white man can't cover that. He not looking at the black. He's telling you, come do it. So it's about you and your presentation.
Now you make a sense with that, but you got to understand, this new level of life, a lot of black people not getting the education to be qualified to be examples. You understand what I just said? Because sometimes you might get kicked out or you might get blamed on or you might become suspect or you might just get shot because a black cop wanted to turn to be a white cop and he a black cop. But
education start with you. Education start with you because that could be the case. But you stay home and educate yourself. They still would need
you. But it starts with you. But when you have to feed your family, things done changed. Now, I don't care what you're saying. If you see your kids starving and looking like they you know, a part-time subject or a part-time crimpet, and if your kids not go outside to make money to feed your house, that changes the whole game. So whatever the hell y'all saying, it becomes irrelevant when that black man trying as hard as he can and his girl looking so marvelous and so pure and so his, say, you know what, I'm going to try something and see if it'll work. Or if she's being stepped to by somebody like, listen, right, I see your homie, I see your man, I see he's trying everything he can, but I'm going to give you this, you know, thing on the side for
there you go. Hands been phone. See what I'm talking about?
I'm just saying one day that day gonna come. And if you think you're going to be with your king then, I'm going to see how you're going to handle it when he finds out that you got a king queen. Because, you know, you got brothers out here that want to be a king and a queen at the same time and mess with you. And you don't know that they're a king queen or a queen king.
Okay. Now, we're not going to get off the subject, though. You know what I mean? But the point of the matter is, here's my whole thing. I appreciate when you mess up early in the game. You know why? Because let me find out early before I get all in deep, you know what I mean, and instead of me dealing with you for years and years and years, and I'm like, you a has-been. You follow what I'm saying? Because then I know what category to put you in. Okay, this is a friendship. This ain't no relationship.
This ain't going nowhere.
Oh, shoot.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
crazy.
About. You know what I mean? See, you got to know.
Here we go, guys. Hey, guys, here we go.
Good.
Some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit if it's wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. Yeah. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit if it's wet yet.
Come on, simple fellas.
I like the way you work that.
Yeah, of course you know how to play that for Quinn. You know, Quinn is bad. Yeah. And you don't stop on the last beat, on the wheels of steel. You can't defeat me. And nah. Finally got our music on tonight.
You crazy. You is crazy.
She said my thing go bump. She said my thing go bump bump bump. Yeah, man. There you go, Name. I got it. Finally, man. Trying to work this thing, man. So I want to thank all the technicians there. I hear a little echo there. All the technicians there in New York City that's working hard right now, all across the world. And I just think it's a great, great thing that's going on right now. Continue to try to work it, guys. Try to get this thing together. Twin, you know, what a great show. You know what I mean? And we will try to get some final thoughts from Naima at this time, and then we'll go right into Ngozi time.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Here we go. All right. And here
she
is.
See there?
Yes, I'm here. Which is repeat. Can
okay,
you say
yes.
Now?
So, yes,
we're
we were saying that we were going to get some final thoughts from you. And first of all, we want to thank you so much for taking out your time to speak with us and tell us a little bit about yourself and introducing yourself to the world, especially with your talents. We, you know, really appreciate the fact that we need more people like you out here who is, you know, just doing their thing, you know, turning it up, you know, handling a handle and, you know, and doing what makes sense to put food on the table. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, thank you so much for being, you know, an entrepreneur. So what is your thoughts on this subject tonight? I know we had like a little wild subject tonight.
Yes. Sister Andrea, everything and Brother O, everything was beautiful to me. And like I said, the way I met Brother O, it was like a blessing in disguise. And, you know, the way we ran into each other, very polite gentleman, always nice, you know, always smiling. He gives you joy when you see him if you're having a bad day. So that's wonderful. And when he introduced the station to me, I'm a busy person, so I always run around and I'm always moving and doing this and doing that. I finally did have the opportunity to come in and listen. And I found it to be welcoming, comfortable, relaxing. So when he said, I want to have you on the air one night, and the sister that I'm going to have, which is Twin, he said that I have interviewed you, you will be comfortable. Everything was comfortable. Everything was appreciated. Everything was enlightening. It just makes me feel overall thankful and blessed that you all had me on the show tonight. And I just wanted to say thank you to you all. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you for allowing me to speak about the brand, to speak about myself, to speak about the cleaning service. And if ever in the near future you bring me back on, we can definitely go into more content about the NYU collection as well as all about quality cleaning. And again, the webpage is NYU, shopNYU.com, and on Instagram you can find all about cleaning quality full service. Nothing under $20 on social media. That's a private group. Any and everyone is welcome. And I look forward to doing this again in the near future, and I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
all
I
right, y'all, so now. Yes, thank you. And so now we get ready to go into Ngozi time. Ngozi, take us away.
Well, first of all, I want to thank, you know, the great Naima McLeod coming on this program tonight. I do have another caller that will try to get in here, see if they can get in here real quick. Because, like I said, I've been dealing with these lines all night long, and it's been just challenging. But, you know, thank you for all the people that trust Oney Dynasty and stay with us on a constant basis. You know, we haven't had one of these nights since old school talk show radio, right?
Right?
I said, I need to get this thing together. But Blog Talk has been real good to us. You know, for the first time, we've been on Blog Talk since June, okay? You know, early part of June. And this is the first show that we had problems with the lines and all that. So we've really been blessed. You know, I just want to thank all the folks tonight, the technicians that got at least, you know, two of my songs on. We got a chance, you know, to get our sponsor on tonight, which is very, very important. We want to thank all the folks. Right, Twin? Your show was sponsored tonight by Chevy Truck.
That's
Chevrolet. Good. You know what I mean? And it's a wonderful thing. So
yes.
Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with a young lady that was retired for 1 month. And she came, she's coming back. And she has a good chance of going to the Internet Radio Hall of Fame herself. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther, and tomorrow night, the Front Porch will be back live and direct on a Friday night, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Beverly says advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli and Ngozi Enterprise. You reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime at bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus, Oladele Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, National Syndicated Radio, as well as the historic Bevy Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father, state producer, Oladele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. You know, this has been, like I said, been a very, very great night because we've overcome many obstacles. I'm so proud of Twin tonight. Thank you, young lady, for just hanging in there, you know, almost 3 minutes trying to get into the program tonight. And now you're in the hands of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting in Shrine 8 for the class of 2018, the wonderful Andrea Presley.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to thank all my listeners, and thank you to my guests, first of all, for, you know, taking out the time again. Thank you for all the callers who had called in and chimed in and had something to say. All those who was trying to get in and couldn't get in, you know, I appreciate you still for making the attempt. And I thank you for all the internet listeners as well. You know, we had a great time on the show tonight. And, you know, this is what we do all the time. We always laugh and have a good time and we cut up. That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Life can be so serious sometimes. But, you know, sometimes when life throws you lemon, you got to turn around and make lemonade. You know what I'm saying? So we had fun tonight. I thank everyone for, you know, again, listening and calling in. And we just want to take it on home real quick. But before we go out with our theme song,